What? I mean, too cute. Oh, my.
Pretty smart.
Yeah. Love that photo. You got to see it if you didn't. Oh, and good news here, the winner of the best good news. Did you hear about the Bernese Mountain Dog that was hiking with its family on Mount Eleanor in the Olympic National Forest? And they didn't have the dog on a line or a leash, and a mountain goat came along. The dog ran after the mountain goat, and the excitement plunged off a cliff 150 feet down. Mm-hmm. The people, I mean, they were devastated. They searched for hours, but with the steep cliffs and rocky terrain, they couldn't find the dog, and so they had to leave to go for help. They posted signs and contacted Olympic Mountain Rescue. And this is from the owner. I just prayed and I said, God, I don't know where my dog is, but you do. And I need you to send your animals and be there with her until we can find her. 2 days later, a team of 6 volunteers rappelled down the cliff. At the bottom of the cliff, they found Sasha, alone and lying on an icy ledge with a broken leg. She survived 3 days without any food or water. Prayer helps, folks. Hall received the incredible news on Friday, and the caller said, she's got a broken leg. And I just fell to the ground, she said. I said, oh, my God, are you telling me she's alive? And he's like, she's alive. And I was just weeping and crying, and I was so emotional, I probably pierced his eardrum. Now, they took Sasha home for the weekend before she went in for surgery, and veterinarians put a metal plate, 2 pins, and several screws in her front paw. But she's expected to make a full recovery, and she's home. And her owners say she has the heart of a lion because we love each other so much. She fought to stay alive up there. I know. She's my best friend. Well, congratulations, cool. Sasha and her family. That's the winner of the best good news about animals. And we won't get to all the good news from last week, but I'll hold on to it. Maybe we'll get to it next week for the stories that aren't timely. So anyway, that wraps up the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're turning it right around. And as soon as we get back, it is Willa and Dee Sunday. Whew, great stories to tell. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK, FM 98.9, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to, man.
Hello.
Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I'd done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right. Very virtual.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, before we get to the Willa and Dee show, let me give you some contact information here. The phone lines will be open throughout the next couple hours. I mean, Scotty is here to take your calls. And if you've got something you'd like to say to Willa and Dee, or if you've got a question for them, you're certainly welcome to give us a call. And if you're too shy to go on the air, you can always call Scotty and tell him what you want to know, and he can pass it on to us. So local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. Now you can shoot us an email anytime during the show that we will get here in the studio. And our live email address is pretty simple. It's animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And you can be in touch with Animal World anytime when we're not on the air by going to MarthaNorwalk.com. That, of course, is where you will find the current events. Click on that. Links to all of our advertisers and sponsors. And the link to the audio archives is on the home page. That would be, it says, visit the Animal World's audio archives. You can click on that link. And if you love Willa and Dee as much as we do, and you missed the first show that we did with them, it was aired Sunday, May 1st, and you can go back through the Animal World archives, and you can listen to the archived version of that show where you'll get all their background information and who they are and why they're such incredible women and all that good stuff. And so that's Sunday, May 1st in the Animal World archives. Now, if you need to submit a current events item for on air, then please do so via email. And you find a Contact Martha link on the website, MarthaNorwalk.com, or you can address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. And if you need me as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, of course, that's what I do when I'm not on the air. I help people understand their animals and help them resolve problems. I work over the phone or in your home with you and your animals. That's the preferred way to do it, of course. But I also always do a free little telephone evaluation. So if something going on with you or your animal friends, or you know someone that's got a problem, then give me a call and we can chat a little bit about it. And if I can help you quickly over the phone, I will. And if not, we can set up a session for me to work with you, or I'll refer you on to the best person to help you if I'm not it. And you can reach me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling. The phone number is 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Now, if you need to post something to Animal World, which some of our listeners like to do, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, Monroe, Washington, 98272. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, Monroe, Washington, 98272. Now, if you know, listening today, if you have not had a chance to contribute to the Willa Dee Wildfire Relief Fund, we are still fundraising, not only to help Willa and Dee and all of their animals make it through this horrific time, but also to help all of the other folks up in the high desert that have so many animals and have rescued so many animals from the fire zones that whose places have now been burned out and they can't return. But most of these people are living on Social Security, if that, and a wing and a prayer, and they've got to take care of and feed all of these animals, and it's tough. So if you can contribute, and any little bit helps, there's a couple of ways to do it. And the relief fund is set up through Chase Bank. So you can take a donation to any Chase Bank branch. You need to know two things: the name of the relief fund and the originating state where the account was opened. And the fund name is Willa, W-I-L-L-A, D-D-E-E, Wildfire. Now, that's wildfire, not wildlife. Willa D. Wildfire Relief Fund. Willa D. Wildfire Relief Fund. And the account was opened in Norman, Oklahoma. But just Oklahoma will do it. But apparently, I've heard yesterday that some people have been trying to donate to that account, and their branches have not been able to find the relief fund. And I think that's because you need the... we need the state that was opened. So Norman, Oklahoma is the originating state, and it's Willa D. Wildfire Relief Fund. And let's see. Now, the other way to do it, and I'm just going to talk on the air here a minute to Scotty. I know I think he's got Willa on the line. He's having trouble getting D on the line. Have you asked Willa what's up with D? Is it D's phone or something, or do you know? Because you might ask Willa what's up. And anyway, or maybe he's got her now. So that's why I'm taking my time through the contact information, because we're having a few technical difficulties behind the scenes here. But, you know, nothing new about that. Reality radio. So anyway, where was I? Oh, okay. If you do not have a Chase Bank near you, or if you would prefer, you can send a check or money order made out to the Willa D. Wildfire Relief Fund and send it to me. Send it care of Martha Norwalk, and the mailing address I just gave you, it's also on my website, marthanorwalk.com, but you'd send to Martha Norwalk, 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, Monroe, Washington, 98272. So make it out to Willa D. Wildfire Relief Fund and send it to Martha Norwalk at 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, Monroe, Washington, 98272, and I will take it on in. And Scotty, what do you got to say?
Okay. Willa's on.
Yeah.
And Dee's out feeding the goats.
Oh, she's not done with chores yet.
Not yet. She goes, give her about 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. But
Willa's waiting.
Willa's ready to go.
Yep.
All righty then. So without further ado, let's welcome back to Animal World the miracle woman of the hour, Willa, from the high desert of Arizona. Good morning, Willa.
Good morning.
Hey.
I am actually still reclining in bed.
Good for you.
Not by choice, but my little dogs are keeping me quite occupied, as you can hear in the background.
Absolutely. Well, I'm very glad to hear that you are following doctor's orders. Now, I did sort of a synopsis everything that happened yesterday and let everyone know what went down. But, oh, my gosh, what a scary experience for you.
You know, it was a stupid mistake. It was one of those that, you know, years ago I got in a hurry, and we were loading up rodeo stock. And I had a couple of pickup horses left to load up, and my uncle was saying, let's get going. And I did exactly what I knew I shouldn't do. I reached through the rail to pull a halter off a horse so we could finish running them up the ramp to load them into the trailer.
Uh-huh.
And as I put my hand through the rail, I knew I shouldn't be doing this. And sure enough, I had hold of the halter, the horse bolted, and I broke my wrist.
Oh.
Well, it's one of those dumb things. Well, yesterday I was just tired. The storm was moving in, and we hadn't gotten caught up from coming back yet and from being being away and trying to take care of stock in, you know, without the proper facilities. And I was just exhausted. And as I leaned over the feeder, I usually bring my dog, my cattle dog, in the goat area with me to keep the goats back and move them away from each feeder as I put feed in. Well, I was tired. It was extra steps, so I didn't go get her. And I went in the goat yard and leaned over the feeder to move the feeder with the goats gathered around and knew I shouldn't be doing this. And just as I leaned over, I got a little dizzy, and the goat popped its head up and got me right in the eye with a goat horn.
Oh, how scary. But, I mean, fortunately, well, one of the fortunate things is that you, one of the lifetimes you have lived in this lifetime is was as an emergency room nurse, right?
Right.
So you kind of know what to do.
But what was interesting is that as I hit the ground, I watched my herd guardian come over, and these are still young dogs. They're only about 7 or 8 months old now.
Yeah, these were two that you rescued, right?
That we rescued.
And they're an unusual breed. What kind of breed are they?
They're Kuvas and Newfoundland crosses. And they had never been out of the kennel. We got them at 6 months old. Actually, they're about 9 months now. We got them at, they were between 5 and 6 months old, had never been out of the kennel, never seen other people other than the one person that fed them. One or two people that fed them.
Uh-huh. And when you say they're herd dogs, they live with your herds of what, the goats and...
The goats and sheep. Right.
Okay.
And they protect them from coyotes or rustlers.
Uh-huh.
And so as I hit the ground, I watched Snuggles run over to me and stand in front of me and bark the goats away from me.
Wow. So she protected you.
Yeah, I
Bless
thought that was
heart.
Really interesting. So here I am leaning up against the fence with my butt on the ground, surrounded by goats, and headed for the feeder. And I had to dump the rest of the feed, so I got up carefully and just tossed it not far from me. But she managed to keep the goats away.
Wow.
As I got out of the pen. And I thought that was pretty interesting because I did not train her for that.
So Dee wasn't with you when this happened?
No.
My goodness.
No.
Well, boy, thank goodness for cuddles and that you were able to get up on your own.
Oh, yeah. It was just a poke in the eye. But, and you know, the truth is,
just a goat horn in the eye, folks. Nothing to worry about. Jeez.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't have bothered to go to the emergency room if it had been any other part of my body. But I was concerned about compartmental hemorrhaging and detachment. And I wasn't sure that the eyeball itself was still in place. So I needed to go to, but something else that I learned to do very early on, and I've never been a screamer, but I learned with the bulls, with the cattle, that if you get hurt, yell.
Yeah.
And it keeps them away.
Oh, that makes sense.
So I'm sitting on my butt yelling, just, you know, yelling.
Uh-huh.
And this dog's barking the goats away. So it gave me an opportunity to get up. But I figured, well, I have to finish feeding. So I had Bria. I started putting all the little dogs away and getting their crates ready, and got up and put water in all their crates and had.
So you kept working, waiting for Dee?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I was keeping my eye covered and got some ice on it. And then I got Dee to go ahead and put the animals where they needed to be and feed the horses before we left, because I knew that it was going to be an all-day thing
in
the ER. And here's the ironic part. It was Saturday, full moon, right at the end of a holiday weekend, and in the summer in the mountains, And if no one ever believed in prayer or energy movement, this would make them a believer. Because not only did we get all of the animals taken care of with me holding ice on my eye, and Dee overly concerned about getting this, let's just go. And I was saying, no, no, we have to take care of the animals first. So she's throwing feed to everyone, making sure everyone had water, disconnecting our charger on the golf cart because it looked like a storm was moving in.
Oh, my.
And we get to the, not only did we get to the ER without any traffic, because it's a good 50 miles.
Wow.
Without any traffic. But when we got to the ER, there wasn't anyone in there.
That's just amazing.
I heard the chopper landing.
Yeah.
And I said to Dee, I said, oh boy, this is gonna be a wait. It was one person that they had stabilized and were waiting for transport, and I got right in. Not only that, but they were able to get me a specialist, an ophthalmologist that was on call on a Saturday afternoon in the mountains who had to travel to the ER.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, and it all, and he was from Seattle, I understand.
And I have to attribute that to everyone's prayer and to the energy work, because when all was said and done, with all, at the end of the examination, I wound up with just some bruising and mild bleeding and just a small cut, clean cut, not even a tear, on the cornea.
Wow.
That will heal.
Oh, so it is a cut on the cornea.
Yes.
Now,
that will heal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was telling Dee yesterday that I could really empathize with you, because when I was a teenager and I had a house rabbit, Algernon, and I had taken him outside to play outside for a little while, and he was really excited. And when he jumped out of my arms, his back foot came up, and a claw scratched my cornea.
Oh my gosh!
Oh man, let me tell you, that's a painful injury. And of course, now you know this was like 182 years ago, and they don't have all the sophisticated stuff they have now. And of course, my mom hauled me over to the doctor that lived next door, who patched my eye. But it was the most uncomfortable thing. But it did heal up fine.
Well, that's excellent.
So I'm glad.
It healed.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, it healed up with some scar tissue. And so there was always some scar tissue there until, like, I don't know if it was 10 years, 15 years, like whenever I found my spiritual teacher and started my spiritual path and started doing the light work and the energy and working on healing my body, I was able to heal the scar tissue and my cornea. And so I didn't ever have to have the laser surgery now that they can do and repair that kind of stuff, because it healed on its own when I started doing my spiritual work, which is amazing. But what an example this was yesterday to everybody of the power of prayer and healing energy sent from other people. I mean, it makes a huge, huge difference, because it couldn't have gone any smoother.
No.
And
no,
speaking of going smoothly, it's been a rocky ride, but I think we now have we've now got Dee on. So Gary, let's bring Dee on and see how if technically everything works once we get her on the line. Good morning, Dee.
Hi, Martha. I finally finished chores and grabbed the phone.
All right. And now Willa, can you hear Dee?
Yes, I can, and I was going to ask about the bright and sunny, brilliant farm report this morning, since I have no idea what's going on outside.
Yeah, we haven't had time for our morning farm report.
Because Willa's inside.
Well, Willa's in the motorhome that we used for the fire evacuation, and that at this point, that's more comfortable than the RV that we left in a wreck when we left, so But the internet is in here, so I'm in the RV where I can get hear the show.
Oh, I see. So you two are not in the same location.
We're in two different units. So she's got the little dogs in the air conditioning over in the motorhome. But anyway, with the morning farm report, usually we both scurry around doing our various things and then check in to say, okay, this is what I got done, and this is what are questions, and this still isn't done yet.
Well, you could do that on the air right now, and then we'd all know what's going on.
Well, okay, I think it's relatively short this morning. The horses are all fed. The goats are all fed. Nobody poked me in the eye.
Yay!
The little dogs were too hot, so I took them back in the house. I think that Blue and the new colt still need water. We can do that after a while, and I didn't get the tea tree ointment on Spirit's nose. That needs to be done to keep the flies away, and the tea tree is an excellent...
And who is Spirit?
Antifungal,
anti-infection
thing. So
who is Spirit?
Oh, you know, she's the big black horse that had injured herself a few months back.
Oh, and that's right.
We almost lost her, had to take her up to the vet up in Flagstaff. She's fine and she's wonderful, but while we were evacuated, evidently, I think it was just the morning that that Willa went back down to pick up her and a couple of the other horses. She got this terrible gash on the front of the horse's face, is not just on the nose on the end, which is nice soft flesh, but right there where that bone has nothing but skin over it.
Oh yeah, that nose comes down and there isn't anything over that bone except skin.
It looked really bad. It looked like she had stuck her head over the fence and gotten kicked hard by somebody with shoes on. So we're just trying to heal that up. But other than that, everybody survived without any major injuries or anything. So I think we're all... Everybody out there settled for the time being, and I came in where it's cool.
Well, let's kind of, before we get into stories with Willa, which there are lots we want to cover today, and we're going to kind of lighten up the whole mood, you know, through the majority of the show and just talk some fun stories. But let's catch everybody up on what you guys have been through. Because, you know, when we talked the first Sunday of May and really got to know the two of you and established the fact that, you know, you are up on the high desert in Arizona and with all the animals, and all of your animals are rescue animals.
And, oh, yes.
And then all the fires in Arizona started happening. And that was a really scary time because they were moving like wildfire, and towns around you were being threatened and evacuated, and eventually up there in the high desert, you guys all got the orders to evacuate. Is that correct?
The towns near us were ordered to evacuate. There were tens of thousands of people that were required to evacuate, and several of the towns did lose homes and businesses and were burned. And the firefighters did the best they could to protect the towns. This is the largest wildfire in Arizona history. It was larger than the Rodeo Chedesky fire, which was 2003, I think.
Yeah.
So it burned over 550,000 acres.
Wow.
Most of that was really wild, pristine wilderness. In very craggy, rocky canyons and high mountains up to 10,000 feet. Where we are is on the flat, grassy desert plains that go out from the edge of the forest area. So we were in line with the fire. It got within about 10 miles of our place, but we pulled out primarily because of the smoke. They said the air quality was dangerous, and they warned anyone with any kind of lung problems to evacuate, and that they advised leaving the area. And since Willa has so much trouble with her lungs and heart, between that and the fact that we had so many animals to move, we decided that even though it was a humongous expedition to try to get this crew all down the mountain,
how many animals and of what kind did you have?
Oh, God.
When
sounds
this
like
happened.
No one is ARC.
Let me interrupt with one other thing. The other factor in motivating us to get out right away was or at that point in time, was the fact that there was not a perimeter control on that side of the fire. They were so concerned with the wooded areas that they had let go of any potential of containment on the side that was grasslands. Mm. Now, I've seen the grass fires in Texas, and once they hit the grasslands, they run.
Yeah.
And this fire was sending embers 2, 3, 4, and 5 miles ahead
Wow.
of the fire and starting other fires, and then the main body of the fire would catch up. So our concern was that we had no perimeter containment on the side of the fire that was headed for us.
Wow. And then, of course, you, as I recall, we were dealing with like 100-degree weather.
Yes.
And then the horrendous smoke.
Yeah.
And eventually you found apparently friends that kind of do an animal rescue 2,000 feet down the mountain that you could evacuate everybody to.
Yes.
And she had, if you brought all of your pens and corrals and all of that, she had the space to put those up so that there'd be a place for your animals, but she had no place for you humans to be.
Right.
And it was tight with the animals.
I can't imagine how she managed to shuffle and divide stalls, but she gathered friends and family, and they moved horses and divided stalls and cleared an area for us to come down. It was just amazing.
And then at something at the last minute, somehow you came up with a grody old motorhome.
It's not too bad, really. It's really okay for being 23 years old.
Okay, 23-year-old motorhome.
But everything works, but it is still on loan.
Uh-huh. And so, but that was a trek, wasn't it? It's like 3 hours one way down
yes.
to the place that you evacuated to?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
it's a 2,000-foot elevation.
Right.
So all of your vehicles are like old, and you can
yeah.
imagine 100-degree weather and smoke going up and down the mountain. That had to be just horrendous.
Well, there was one other little thing that was rather humorous.
Yes.
I really hadn't driven this motorhome, and
oh, no.
and we were told that everything worked.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a real tightwad, and I never want to put out any more than is absolutely necessary. And if someone tells me something's worth $300, I'll probably offer them $150 for it. You know,
yeah.
I'm from a ranching family. What can I say? And so. The party that bought this motorhome paid, I thought, twice what it was worth. And my old cowboy friend looked at me and said, "So what do you think it's worth?" And I told him, and he said, "Yeah, that's it."
Is this Cowboy Bob?
No,
this
Cowboy Charlie.
Cowboy Charlie, yeah.
Cowboy Charlie.
Bob is the guy.
So we're talking about
this motorhome.
Oh, Go Bob.
Yeah, okay, I'm getting confused.
And I get in it to drive down the mountain, right? Now we're loaded up, and I look at Dee and Dee's asking me, "How are you going to get all? What are we going to do with all the dogs?" I said, "No problem." So I disassembled the crates. I got them in the motorhome. Reassembled the crates in the motorhome. Mind you, we have at the time we had I don't even remember how. I have to look and count. But I put in the back of the part of the motorhome in front of the bed, I had giant dog crates. So I had my large dog, my large puppy, that's huge, like 95 pounds of puppy. And
oh,
I just have this line of crates going down the middle of the motorhome. And on each side of the motorhome, on the couch and the dinette side, I have small crates. So I have all my little dogs. So now I pull out with the motorhome, and I've got Dee in on one side, and I got
and CJ was following us with the cats too.
Oh, that's right. Your sister had come out. Yes. Well, because I can't believe everything you had to deal with. And, of course, Willa's on supplemental oxygen anyway, and the smoke and the heat, and she's doing all this stuff. And then in the middle of all this, when you need to evacuate, and you need to evacuate now because another fire is coming, so your sister comes out because, bless your heart, Dee, you lost your mom in all of this. She passed away.
In the middle of all of this, she had a major stroke.
Oh, gosh.
And did not make it. She did pass away.
So Dee's sister came out from Oklahoma, and that's why the relief fund was set up in Oklahoma, because Dee's sister did it. And then so you guys then you had to deal with your mom's passing and getting right. to the services and all of that sort of thing.
Right.
I just can't imagine.
In the middle of all of this, we have people that are around us that can't get out. So we're trying to help them get their vehicles and get their animals loaded and get them out. And we're trying to get out. I hit the highway going downhill from a very high altitude and find out that the brakes aren't exactly as represented.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
And it's an automatic.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my. Well, obviously, you're still alive. You didn't drive off the mountain, but oh.
Oh, no. But it was certainly an interesting ride down.
Have you gotten the brakes fixed?
No.
No.
No, we came back up the mountain the same way.
Came back up and parked it, and that's it. The funds are much needed in other directions than fixing those brakes because we're not planning to go anywhere in that again anytime soon, perhaps never.
Well, and then, but so you guys piled in on this other rescue, and then not only did you come with all of your rescue animals, all your farm animals and dogs and cats and all that stuff, but then there's all these animals displaced from the fire that kept piling into the rescue as well, right?
It was interesting.
Others come to her all the time. And one particular little Arab mare that was found running, and they'd been actually trying to locate the owner for at least a month, as is required by the livestock inspector, and they had not been able to find her owner. So there's a lot of animals out there right now that are not claimed or they're still running loose, and nobody knows where they belong.
Yeah, and so when you made the trek back, and by the way, I mean, just so everybody knows, you evacuated just in the nick of time and got down that mountain after you got down, what this other fire crossed that road and closed that highway.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
Jeez.
Actually, you know, we had so much going on between the heat and our health and trying to figure out what to take and what to walk away from and trying to help the neighbors that it took us days, and we already had the horses out. Nearly a week before, we knew it would take a long time to get everybody out. That's why we wanted to get going. But we were still kind of dragging our feet because by then we were really tired and just kind of staring at things, trying to figure out what we really needed to have with us and what could we let go of if it got lost, you know, what was going to be critical.
Yeah, so if the fire actually burned through you.
Yeah, we had to keep that in mind too. But so in the middle of trying to figure that out, we had a few friends, including you and Robin, that are very psychic and who started sending us messages saying, hey, you guys, you need to quit messing around there. You need to get out now. And it was because we consistently got that message so many times that we pushed it at the last minute and said, okay, wherever it's at, we have to leave now. We finally, you know, felt it in our own gut that this was it. We had to get out. And we just barely got down that road, and the next day they closed it because a new fire broke out there.
Wow, unbelievable. And, of course, you know, I can imagine that it was so hard for you to walk away from your land because you live a very special life up there and basically on a wing and a prayer. And, of course, with all of this fire stuff and the evacuation going on, Dee, you were unable to work, so there's no money coming in. And you rely on the land and you grow a lot of stuff to eat, right?
You know, we did walk away from our garden and just took one last look at it. It was about, things were about 3 to 6 inches high, our corn and squash, and we took a look at the garden and went, Okay, well, thank you, but we probably won't see you when we get back because it was so hot. I just couldn't imagine it would survive more than about 3 days. But Goat Bob's wife came over and watered a couple of times, and Carl and Irene came over and watered, and we had not asked them because they were all so pushed and so over the top.
Well, and when you say came over to water, what I think the last time, didn't we establish your closest neighbors are like miles away?
Oh, yeah.
So this isn't like walking next door to water the plants.
Right.
No, no. So the garden actually got watered twice while we were gone.
And did all the produce survive?
Oddly enough. The rabbits got some of it, huh?
I thought the rabbits would have it down to the ground if the heat did not, but most of it survived. So I think the land was really protected while we were gone, because that's a miracle that it was still growing.
Yeah, I'm amazed. Well, you know, and again, I'm gonna say, you know, the power of prayer and healing energy and light tools, because we did, all of us, all the Soul Spa, Robin and I included, we did a lot of work to help and protect and all of that. And I think, you know, it's a time that we all need spiritual communities, and there is certainly something to be said for all of us helping each other. And speaking of that, how's our 75-year-old gal with all the horses? Is she surviving, and is she able to feed and care for them all?
Well, she's hanging on. The people that brought her came with all of the Arabs. And the cows and donkeys lost their place.
It actually burned.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so they're looking for another place. And then the other, pretty much everyone else that had managed to find other places to go now. But the really sad part is that she had allowed, she had another property with a couple of acres, I think it's about 3 acres, with a small house that she had allowed some people to use through this disaster. And unfortunately, they left, and they left the place just trashed.
Oh.
And it's going to cost her quite a bit to get the place put back together. And she depends upon that rental for part of her income.
Yeah, to support all these animals. Holy mackerel.
Wow.
And then, you know, we talked about Goat Bob.
Uh-huh.
And how did they fare during all of this?
They're doing okay.
They spent quite a while trying to find an axle to get his trailer fixed so that they could get some of their animals out of there. And because he was so ill, they decided to take some of their goats and things to auction. But they were really scrambling around trying to find repair parts for their old trailer so that they'd be able to get out.
So that's, you know, a lot of our, you know, Willa D wildfire relief funding did not only go to help Willa and D evacuate and get back home, but it's also been to support these other folks and all of these animals up in the high desert. It's just amazing to me the life that y'all live up there. And by the way, speaking of rescuing, did you not come home with a few other rescued animals?
Oh yeah, we left with God, how many horses? I think we left with what, five horses and came back with seven.
Yes, and left with seven goats and came back with nine. So and they were rescues also, and the place where we were, she just could not keep them.
And so the two new horses, they're babies, huh?
They're beautiful.
Tell us a little bit. What?
They're halflingers.
Halflingers.
And they're sorrel, but really they look like palomino. The sorrels have they're kind of a yellow colt with white manes and tails.
Oh gosh, that's beautiful. No, a halflinger, that's a special breed of horse?
Yeah, I was going to say, for people that don't know what halflingers are, the halflingers are, they look like miniature Belgians, actually. You know, they're small draft horse types, but they're that same coloring.
Wow. Very cool horses.
Maybe Willa can explain more about the properties of that particular breed.
Well, as my friend explained to me, they're the golden retrievers of the horse world.
Oh, I love that.
They're just so mellow and so wonderful. And these guys knew absolutely nothing. They're both stallions. And we'll teach them to drive, so they'll turn into a driving team. And that gives us the opportunity to help use them for income and also to utilize horses in the farming operation. So they will be able to pull a wagon around and to go to the farmers markets and do some demonstrations and also not only on training and animal husbandry and horse care, but also to encourage people to look back to their roots and look back to the land and the way these areas were initially established. And pay attention to walking softly on the land. And there are fun alternatives to farming and to being self-sustainable. And using horses like this is a way that is fun and practical.
Because that's kind of the life that you have to live up there in that high desert. You're self-sustaining and homesteading type stuff, right?
Yeah.
Martha, if I could insert something right here, I just want to make an announcement I'm kind of excited about. Our friends and neighbors have been telling Willa for years that she needs to share all of her wealth of knowledge with other people, that she's just such a walking encyclopedia of how to live with the land that you can ask her just about any question about any plant or piece of farm equipment or animal, and she'll be able to tell you everything about it.
And I love what you said about walking softly on Mother Earth.
So I just wanted to let everyone know that last night I stayed up late and I just finished putting together the beginning of a web page. It's called homesteadingconsultant.com, and this is a place where people can access Willa by phone and for a fee be able to ask her questions if they're wanting to set up their own homesteading or have questions about how to grow their garden or how to raise worms or anything you can think of that has to do with the natural world. If you go to homesteading.com or homesteadingconsultant.com, there's a little bit of explanation there about Willa and a way to be able to contact her.
How fabulous is that? Now, of course, we'll have to talk a lot more of that. I think we'll probably have to do a whole show just on homesteading itself, especially once you get this little business of yours set up and the website all set up. But I just received the information from you this morning, and I didn't have a chance to get it to my webmaster. But when I get home, I will send it off to Rhonda, and we will get a listing going on the current events page of Animal World. Any of you that want to check it out now, www.homesteadingconsultant.com, homesteadingconsultant.com. And do you have an email address? Can you email
yes.
as well?
Yes, it's homesteadingconsultant@gmail.com.
homesteadingconsultant@gmail.com. Well, I just have a feeling, folks, and of course, all of the predictions for what's happening here on the planet and where we are evolving to is back to a simpler form of life. And it is going to be more and more important to know how to do these things. And just remember the story in the news. I told you about the 47 sites on the Tilth Tour in Seattle of people that are homesteading in Seattle. And they have chickens and goats and ducks and, you know, are raising a lot of their own stuff.
You don't have to have acres out in the country to homestead. Homesteading is about being self-sufficient and providing your own food source and caring for the land. And you can do it in your backyard in the middle of the city. My understanding is that Seattle has really changed some of the city policies and laws about allowing small farms in the city limits.
Yes, Seattle is doing really, really a great job with that. And Dee, I truly think you and Willa have found your new calling, which is to help people learn how to be self-sufficient and homestead, even if you aren't you know, have acres and acres. You can do it in a small area. This is so exciting. Now, I'm going to give you guys a break for a minute. We'll put you on hold because we've got to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, because when it comes to earning a living, we without them, there's no animal world here. So we can't do this kind of programming. So please pay attention. Stay tuned to our advertisers and sponsors. When we come back, we'll do a quick current events, and then it'll be back to the Willa and Dee Show. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can call them at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
We all want the best possible health for our animal companions. At Nature's Logic, we believe the highest quality and safest nutrition for your pet comes from Whole Foods, not chemistry labs. So we've created the first and only full line of kibble, canned, and raw pet foods containing no synthetic vitamins or minerals. Nature's Logic uses only whole foods and 100% natural ingredients to provide your dog or cat with complete and balanced nutrition. To learn more about Nature's Logic or to find a retailer, please visit natureslogic.com.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Since 1935, Evinger's Dog and Cat Food Company has been the finest natural dog food company in the United States. For over 75 years, they have innovated products dedicated to wholesome nutrition free of harmful additives and preservatives. Premium quality cuts of USDA human-grade meat and poultry with market-fresh fruits and vegetables compose their revered recipes. No corn, wheat, or soy. No fillers or byproducts. No additives or preservatives. Nothing artificial. Just abundant, wholesome ingredients. Make it easy to say yes to Evinger's. Visit online for more information at evingersdogandcatfood.com.
Karma specialist and founder of Metaphysical Mothering, Robin Alexis, is nurturing, powerful, and phenomenally gifted. Her books and personal one-on-one phone sessions can change your life forever. And now she's channeled the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal. Learn about this membership and how to get exclusive contact with her at her website, robinalexis.com. Robin invites you to register for her weekly newsletter and share your comments and experiences in her blog and forum with her and other community members at robinalexis.com. Robin uses her ability as a medical intuitive and a metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She is a medium and she can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And she's adept at doing all this over the phone and through the website at robinalexis.com. You can call her for a private session at 360-457-2993. And you can email her at robin@robinalexis.com.
Get your smile on with Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, before we get back to Will and Dee, I'm just going to go quickly through our current event stuff. And I want to let you know you can find all the details and all the things I don't cover right now on the Animal World website, which is MarthaNorwalk.com. And on the left side of the homepage, click on Current Events. The first thing you'll see is how to help Will and Dee and all the animals in the Arizona fire zone. And of course, you can deposit a check to the Willa D. Wildfire Relief Fund at any Chase branch. You need to know the name of the fund, Willa D. Wildfire Relief Fund, and the originating location of the account, which is Norman, Oklahoma. And I found just knowing Oklahoma will help them find the account. Now, you can also, if you can't get to a Chase bank, you can mail a check, care of me, to Martha Norwalk at 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, Monroe, Washington, 98272. And we'll give you all that information before the end of the show again. And let's see. Be sure and check it out. We'll get this up on with the same listing. We'll get the homesteading information up later today, I think. And that would be www.homesteadingconsultant.com. And you can email homesteadingconsultant@gmail.com. Now, make sure you get to the Saturday Redmond Market to see the Breeze Guards. If you've got animals, especially dogs, and you like them to travel with you in the summer, you need a set of these Breeze Guards, because if you've got one in each side of your car, they go in the window, power-coated wire mesh. They make the car more secure than without them. And with the windows down and the Breeze Guards in, the interior temperature of the car stays within a couple of degrees of the outside temperature. So much safer for your animal friends. And hey, good news, Dr. Al Pluckner's Human Compendium, which is entitled Endocrine Immune Mechanisms in Animals and Human Health Implications, is now available in Kindle form at Amazon.com. Okay, new on current events, a sizzling summer pet food drive for the Humane Society. Look for donation barrels at your local King County Safeway stores through July. Dog and cat dry food is most needed. And then there are Dog Days of Summer at the Humane Society. Adopt a dog in July and receive a gift of a dog-friendly summer, a guide to dog-friendly summer fun and a box of Blue Dog Bakery treats. Let's see. Oh, here's another new one. PAW CASO event in Stanwood on July 23rd, part of which is a fundraiser for the Department of Fish and Wildlife's Carilion Bear Dogs. The Gallery by the Bay, and I've been to that Gallery by the Bay, it is really, really a neat little place. They are presenting a new animal pet-themed art show featuring works by 50 artists. And Saturday the 23rd from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Picasso Painting Booth. So bring your dog, and Martha Jordan will work with your dog to help create a paw Picasso picture. Help your dog paint a little picture. And $5 to do it, and you get to keep the picture, of course, and it benefits the Carilion Bear Dog Program of the Department of Fish and Wildlife. And drop-ins are welcome, but you can make an appointment at 360-629-4297. Pause for the Cause event to benefit 12 local animal nonprofit organizations Sunday, July 24th. From 10 to 3 at Hawks Prairie Vet Hospital, that's in Lacey. It's a free event with a silent auction fashion show, pet portraits, education and retail booths, kids activities, a petting zoo, and live entertainment. And there's a website for information. It's too long for me to read. You can look on MarthaNorwalk.com, current events, and then 360-459-6556 for information. Posado's annual Bark in the Parks at Marymore on July 31st in Redmond. And also, now get this. You should tell Jeff about this. On July 31st, Liberty Tattoo is having a charity event benefiting Bulldog Haven Northwest and Cascade Bulldog Rescue. So if you just, Gary, if you just want to have a tattoo, $50 tattoos, T-shirts, and more. Website address for more information you can find on the website. And remember that Meow's got the Toms and Moms program going. So if you bring in your litter of weaned kittens, they'll take care of them. They'll find them new homes, and they'll give you vouchers for free spay and neuters for mom and dad. Mark your calendar for the Paws Walk, Saturday, September 10th at Seattle's Magnuson Park. You can register online at pawswalk.net. Okay, well, that wraps up current events. And let's see, have I got Dee and Willow with me again still? Dee, Willow, you both there?
Yeah.
Before
right here,
we close
Martha.
Out this hour, I think because we're going to want to start next hour and get into some good stories and lighten up this whole thing, but I want to touch base on what is also going down in that area, because not only did you have all the devastating fires, and I don't even know, is the fire completely out or are they still fighting it?
There may be just some very small pockets that are still smoldering, but at